This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, November 18th, God's word for you today is Secrets Await. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 16, verse 13, and it says, "When the Holy Spirit, who is truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not be presenting his own ideas, but will be passing on to you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future." Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 12 to 14, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." The Holy Ghost will guide you into all truth and make you limitless in the mighty name of Jesus. Aren't we blessed? We have the Holy Ghost to decode and decipher the things that could not have been understood before now. God offers us this provision in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, and it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." God wants to show you great and mighty things about your destiny. Call unto him. That is why God will do it again. Seasons are so special. Season where, by the grace of God, we come together to wait on God and unpack God's mind for our lives and destinies. However, you do not have to wait until it is a God will do it again season to engage God. Just sit with God and pray in tongues. And that is what I do. I sit with God just praying in tongues. And as I'm praying, suddenly I am enlightened. I am sharing these so that when you get this kind of experience, you will know how to navigate it. As I am praying, I am enlightened, and I know I have touched him. I know I have touched something, and I have downloaded things. So I stay in that place of prayer until the download is complete. Sometimes I get up from that place of prayer not knowing what it is or not hearing anything from him, but I know I have downloaded something, and it is there in my subconscious mind. So I'm ruminating on it in my spirit. And then what I have downloaded begins to unpack into my understanding. Sometimes the unpacking happens in that place of prayer, but most times it happens outside of that place of prayer. Sometimes it is when I'm sitting down and relaxing that the unpacking happens, or when I'm playing a game and what I have downloaded is unpacking. The folks that are close to me at such times, particularly when they do not know what is going on, usually are wondering what is happening. I am receiving and I'm going, One day, someone close to me said, "Can you please stop saying, But I cannot, because it is like things are being unpacked within me and I'm seeing." Let us pray. Father, as I sit before you and I pray in the spirit and in my understanding, enlighten me and reveal deep secrets about my destiny to me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.